Hello, everybody listening. Sean McLaughlin here, welcoming you to another episode, or maybe the first episode you've listened to. Be a weird one to start with, this one, but fair enough. I'm the host of the show. Very glad to have you back. I'm a comedian. I'm just a great guy. I found out in the last episode I was also a father to the person I've been doing this show with. He's a good kid. I'm very proud of him. He's got a bike with stabilizers on, but, you know, I think maybe the other kids don't think that maybe he should still have that, but I think he's doing okay. And he seems to be in a good mood today. He's just eating a flapjack, and he's grinning like a banshee. It's Elliot. Hey, Elliot.
Hi, Dad, and hi, everyone else.
Please don't call me Dad on air. Please.
Father.
No.
Papa.
No.
All right, then.
Don't call me that either, I wouldn't say. Just Sean is fine.
Okay.
Boss. Boss is better.
Okay. Sean. Boss. Bossman.
Boss.
Bossman.
Boss.
Boss.
If I'm boss, that technically makes you the boss baby. The boss's baby.
I guess it does. And also confusing, because we all know that I'm in charge of this show.
How are you in charge of this show?
I can destroy it at the snap of my fingers, mate.
My sockets went. As in to say, the power sockets in my house, not my eyes.
Yeah.
They went this morning, listeners. We were about to record this, and I messaged Elliot saying all the power and all the plug sockets aren't working in my house. And you, instead of taking charge, freaked the fuck out. You messaged back saying something like, "Oh my god, what are we going to do? Really, this has immediately given me a nosebleed." Blah blah blah. Luckily, I fixed the problem, so this is why you're listening. You're not in charge of this show.
How much of that story is true?
Enough, isn't it?
Well, no, because the bulk of it is bullhickey, mate.
Bullhickey?
Bull-ba-dee-dee.
Who's been teaching you these words, son?
To the boys on the playground.
You've been smoking?
Yeah.
What?
A doopie.
A doopie?
A doopie.
Oh, a doopie.
Yeah, a doopie of weed.
Okay. How are you, Elliot?
I'm very well, thank you very much.
What's been going on with your life?
I've just got a lot of exciting things on the go. I'm looking forward to it.
What's been exciting?
Just projects. I'm working on a lot of projects. Got some stuff on the go.
Yeah, cool.
How are you, Sean? What are you up to?
Yeah, nothing much. I'm really excited for all your new projects.
Thank you.
Made that film.
I made that film.
Do you know when that's coming out?
Coming out in December. You think it'd be early December.
Beautiful. I was meant to be in it, listeners.
Yep.
But I got bumped at the last minute. They went, "Oh no, sorry, we've got someone better than you." So I got bumped. So
how much of that story is true?
Are you about to call it Bullhickey?
Bullhickey McLaughlin. Jesus, mate. You dropped out day before.
I couldn't help it. I had a gig.
Right. But yeah, keep an eye on that. It's coming out with... We're from Turtle Canyon. Made it with Stuart Laws.
Stuart Laws, previous guest on this podcast.
Yes.
And others.
And lovely guy.
Lovely guy.
Yeah.
Or girl.
Yeah, we don't know. We never asked.
We have no reason to. No. What else has been going on in your life? What have you been watching? What have you been eating?
I've been watching... Oh, nothing really.
Cool.
Oh, I've been watching Jane the Virgin.
Is that good?
What a great show. What a brilliant show. Yeah.
Love TV. I think you watch too much TV.
I know you do. But it's because...
It's going to make your eyes square.
You only think that now that you're, you know, raising me. Yeah. Now that you're meant to be protecting me.
I think you watch...
Suddenly you think I don't go out too much. Before, all we talked about was TV. Last time I was there, you made me watch an episode of Star Wars Deep Trek 9.
I am actually close to punching you in the face from that mistake you just made with that show. Star Wars Deep Trek 9?
Yeah.
This is... You fucking piece of shit.
Why?
You're the worst son I've ever had. I should have kept the last one alive and killed you.
Oh, sorry, mate.
Nah, you're all right.
All right, pal. What have you been up to?
I'm just doing stuff. I'll tell you what I've been doing.
Yep.
Looking at the entries we've got.
Yep.
For our thing for getting new artwork, which is not a competition.
It's not a competition.
So, okay, so don't think, oh, this is my entry, I'm going to win it. You're not going to win anything.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't made a decision. We haven't talked about it.
We've
had a few.
Basically, we've seen the emails have come in, but we haven't looked at them yet. But no. We've had quite a few in, which I'm over the moon about. So thank you very much, everyone who sent them in.
I've not looked at them. I'm not optimistic. I judge people by their names, and I think, frankly, the names are pathetic. But I do think that we really appreciate you sending them in.
Really appreciate it. Thank you so much, everyone.
If you just keep sending them in. We're not going to make a decision until the next episode, which is going to be 2 weeks from today.
Yes.
But when do people listen to this? Were they listening to this in 2050? And they're thinking, oh, do I have 2 weeks to send it in on my open drum?
Beep, boop, beep, boop.
Beep, boop, beep, boop. And then you don't. If you're listening to this in 2050, you're too late.
Yeah.
So pop in your time machine and go back in time.
Come on back to this 4 week period.
Yes.
And then
do we even know the date of it? I don't know. We'll figure it out. Send them in. What is it? HealYourWoundsAtOutlook.com.
Yes.
That is a great interface on that Outlook, isn't it? That is a quality interface when you log into that.
It's very easy to work.
It's really easy to understand what's going on.
Outlook's great for personal and business use as well.
I'd say Outlook is only good for your business if you've run a business that sells... I mean, I didn't even know. What could you possibly sell that would help? It's awful.
High quality products. Outlook. It's a great service.
Son, don't be a corporate shill your whole life.
Sorry, mate. I'm just trying to earn us some dollar.
No, that's all right.
You haven't been providing for me for a while, so I just thought I'd try and get some...
I haven't been providing for you.
Money from
I just gave you a coffee. I just gave you some coconut milk.
Yeah.
Fresh from my teat.
Yeah, and you put them both in one cup. Any other dad would make me 2 drinks. 1 coconut milk, 1 coffee. But no, you poured it all in one.
Well, at least you
need me to have this rainbow fucking mug.
At least you asked for a drink that works well together.
Oh, I give you the rainbow mug. Because I don't want to catch anything because I was alive in the 80s. Fucking pig.
People who haven't turned off should know that there are still some tickets available for my... Big show recording.
Big showcase. Sean McLaughlin showcase. It's going to be great.
Wednesday the 15th of November at the Brunswick in Brighton.
Yep.
I think technically it's in Hove. But it's a really good venue. Loads of tickets have gone. By the time this comes out, there'll probably still be a few left.
So you got time to get yourselves to Brighton.
We've got Dave Fenson opening up.
Yep.
He's opening up the pub and and then he's going to open up emotionally.
And he's doing the show. I saw him do stuff last week. He was brilliant.
Yeah, he is. He's excellent.
Yeah,
he's very excellent. How's your gig? How's your Halloween gig, by the way?
Don't talk about it.
Why?
It was just a really weird night. I just didn't like it.
Oh, why? Yeah. What happened? Did you get scared?
But when the gig involves you taking a bit of fake blood off the floor and then eating it, because you think it will at least scrummage some laughs. Ain't been a good night, mate. It's not been a good night.
Oh, dear.
Yep.
Well, I did a gig in Switzerland that night, in Zug.
Oh.
Lovely.
Nice.
Yeah, lovely.
Oh.
Really lovely. Charmless country. Let's...
Sunil Patel's a guest today, Sean.
Sunil Patel is a returning guest. It's just him.
Yep.
Which I'm very happy about. It's going to be great. We're feeling relaxed.
Yep.
I've done my hard day's graft.
Yeah.
Elliot is...
Well, not yet. They've got the business on the way yet. They've got the rest of the show.
Well, yeah, but, this is the hard bit, isn't it?
Yeah.
Wrangling up this... He's high on pop and crisps, listener. I've been feeding him too many pop and crisps.
Who, Elliot?
You're Elliot. What do you mean, who, Elliot?
I don't know.
Who, Sean?
Hey, we're going to have a delicious time. Let's just...
It's going to be great. Yeah. It's going to be great. Thank you very much. We'll see you soon.
Bye-bye.
Well, I win. And said, I'm leaving you. You walked away and left me wondering, what am I to do? Ticket stub, ticket stub. That's all that's left of our love.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the main section.
Hello.
Everyone's favourite section. Do you think this is people's favourite section of the show, Elliot?
Oh, I think it must be, at least in the top 4 or 5.
What are the other sections?
There's 2 sections.
No, there's an intro.
Yeah.
There's a main section and there's an outro.
Do you do the other 2 sections when I'm not here?
Yes.
Yeah.
We do this section when you're not here. Frequently. Sunil Patel, hello.
Hello.
Second time on the show.
Mm.
I hope this is people's favourite section, because otherwise, I mean, this is the bit that takes up the most work. We could just do this without guests and probably get as good a listeners.
People like guests, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah. Keeps it fresh, doesn't it?
I guess it does. Builds a family. Elliot is also here, as you know.
Got a microphone this time. Did you not have one last time?
No, I had one last time.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah, I joined in.
Just had nothing to say.
Okay.
Just listened. Good for him for that. That's how you learn, Sunil. How are you, man?
I'm very well, thank you.
You've been fasting.
I've been fasting, so I'm trying not to eat so much.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I got very fat.
Why did you get fat?
Why? Because I just started eating more. It's because I stopped smoking.
Yeah.
I was smoking last time I was on this podcast, I think.
Yes.
But I've stopped now.
We had a tab.
We had a little tab outside in your old garden.
Out back, yeah.
Yeah. I miss smoking. But yeah, I've put on weight. And so I'm just trying to keep it in check.
Well, you've done well, and you've now fasted enough that you can enjoy those flapjacks. I'm really glad with this episode. It's just Sunil, this one, listeners, because the last couple episodes have been good, but they've been too very stressful,
very bully boyish.
A lot.
Too many lads in, were there?
Well, no. The last episode was Stephen Bailey and Sarah Keyworth, but I felt like everyone was turning in on me. I feel like a lot of people have really been going hard on me.
Really?
On my own show, in my own flat.
And that was coming out of a Hess and Elms episode as well. So that was all on you as well.
They went in hard on you as well.
Yeah. And that was coming off the back of, I mean, Pelham went hard on me. All the Edinburgh shows were rough.
So we need you to be really nice.
Well, you don't have to be that nice, but I just...
I remember you going in pretty hard on me on the podcast you did with me and Harriet.
Oh, yes, I was a guest on your...
Yeah,
What did I say to you, though?
I don't know, you're just slagging me off, mainly. She's mainly slagging me off.
Do you think so?
No, I think it's good-natured barracking.
I think, well, that's all I want.
Yeah.
And I seem to recall on your podcast, I once said that I cried at a museum, and you both
basically
called me a fucking prick.
I was fine with it.
Yeah.
It's Harriet who didn't like it.
Well, no.
She's very judgmental.
Do check out that podcast, Why's Harriet Crying?
There we go.
Also with Audio Boom.
Well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Audio Boom,
great.
Audio Boom,
our providers.
Shout out to you. Yep. Thank you for the invite to your big podcast
network
meet and greet, free drinks. Oh, no, wait a minute. Did we get an invite?
Oh, no, I think we found out about it on Twitter.
Oh, I think we did. Did you get an invite?
No, it was really rubbed in my face on Twitter.
Yeah, by Ultimate Scrutiny.
Who are they?
Phil Lucas and Phil Gerrard, dead. He's dead. He died on this podcast. He's dead. So how the fuck is he getting an invite and we're not?
They're out there drinking wine on the internet and we're fucking watching them.
Was it in Brighton or something? Were these drinks in Brighton?
No, they got a train home.
So we were closer to it than they were.
Yeah. What?
Why didn't they tell us?
What are we doing so wrong, Audio Boom?
Did Phil and Phil like message you and say, hey guys, you're going to be at this?
Yeah, they message us dick pics and go, oh yeah, these are your photos.
You.
These are our photos of you that they've put on the walls.
Well, they think
you're dicks.
They should have invited us because they had a terrible time without us.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
They had nothing to do. They had no one to talk to.
I mean, they really said to me, like they called me the next day and they said, you know what? We think Audio Boom Top Brass are a bunch of knobheads.
Wow.
And I was like, leave them alone.
They're doing a great job for all of us.
Yeah, they do well for us. They were like, no, they're fucking knobheads. Yeah.
Team effort.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there's a bit of a class divide, I think, in podcasting.
Within the podcasting world?
Oh, within Audio Boom. Mm.
But they're trying to turn us against each other.
They're no better than us.
They're no better than us. Mm. I'm sure statistically they aren't.
Do you think
numbers-wise, they can't be. Can they?
Maybe. Maybe they are, though.
I mean, that shouldn't be...
That could be perceived as we're about the same level, or it is impossible to have more listeners than we have.
But then that shouldn't be a thing. It should be that they bring the lower... kind of achieving people all together to help them out and push them up. So maybe that's what it was. Maybe it was like a remedials party and we were above it.
Ah, ha, ha, got it. Ultimate Scrutiny. You went to a remedials party. You probably had to put a tail on a donkey, but you weren't even allowed a pin. You had to use blue tack.
Blue tack, yeah. Not even that, white tack.
You absolute doofuses. Yeah.
Agreed.
great input.
Are you allowed to use remedial? You are, aren't you? Remedial's all right.
What alternative would you put?
Retard.
I mean, I would assume remedial was better.
Sure, understood.
You've been
you learned something new.
What was the name?
You were invited to the Retard Audio Boom Party.
What was the
word? Oh, really? Free drinks?
Great. What was the name your school used for like the class that needed help? What was it called?
B-Set.
B-Set.
Yeah.
B-Set.
Mm.
I was just Sean's class.
We were. I was just called Basics. And then they changed it when I was there to Enhanced Learning.
Yeah.
Enhanced Learning.
You were there at a turning point.
Yeah.
Do you reckon they were sued by Sainsbury's and they had to change it from Basics? Yeah. Isn't that their range?
School Basics, yeah.
My class was the Chosen By You class.
Yeah. Which is appropriate because they're all sitting there with a plastic bag over there, isn't it?
Oh, bloody hell. This is dark early again.
I won the effort prize at school 1 year.
Oh, nice.
Effort.
Trying really hard.
Did you try really hard that year?
I did actually try really hard that year, yeah.
Was it one specific lesson or was it everything?
Oh, for everything. I tried really hard.
Why were you trying so hard?
Basically, my dad made me sit down and do my homework every day. So that meant I was doing better.
They did a prize in my school towards this secondary school. Sort of, I mean, it must have been about year 9 or 10 at this point. So I've been 14, 15. And it was for people who've done really well or worked really hard or had amazing attendance.
Yeah.
I never missed a day of school. That's one thing. I never, ever missed a day.
Same here.
Like, I never missed a day. I was not that good a student, but I never missed a day. Mm. And I'm saying, like, how come I haven't been considered for this? My attendance is at least the best in the year. Like, there's no... it's impossible for anyone to have better attendance than me. And he said, I know you were close. And I look back and go, oh, actually, no, I did get in a lot of trouble. And particularly, there was a point where I had to do detention for a week because I'd gone into a letting agent or an estate agent after school and asked them if anyone had let the dogs out.
Oh, God.
I was dared to do it by cooler, older boys. I went, oh, go in there.
And you got told off for that?
I got told... No, I didn't just get told off. Right? Oh, right. I'll tell the story. I was walking home from school, got dared to do it. Mm. Sean, I dare you. Go in that room and go, excuse me, did any of you let the dogs out? Because this was when Baha Men Who Let the Dogs Out was on fire. It was the comet was rising and we didn't think it would ever sink. We thought this would be in the lexicon forever. This anecdote has not dated well.
No, everyone knows it. Everyone knows it.
I went and I said, excuse me, I was just wondering if any of you lot let the dogs out? And they grabbed me and they pushed me into the seat and they went, what school are you with? What is your name? It turns out, kids have been doing this in their office every day for 3 weeks.
Oh, my God.
And they had flipped out, finally, when I had got there. And I had to explain to my form tutor the next day, who's an ex-nun. I was a Catholic school.
Right.
She goes, what did you do? I went, oh, no, it's really stupid. I don't want to say. She went, what did you do? And I said, I went in there and I asked if any of them let the dogs out. And she didn't. I think that was probably the moment where she thought, I don't understand the youth of this country. So well done, you got the effort award.
I like that story.
Do you not get any prizes? Neither of you get prizes at school?
Oh, I got a couple.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. What did you get? Got one for being head boy.
Got that last year.
You get thank you. You get a prize.
Elliot's my son, by the way. You know that.
Oh, yeah, it turned out.
Well, you must be proud.
We had a DNA test in the last episode. Turns out Elliot's my son.
And the...
Oh, God.
No,
it's a machine, it's fine.
He's always been Butterfingers ever since nursery.
My other prize.
You were head boy, though.
I was head boy.
That's quite an achievement.
It's pretty cool.
What is head boy?
It's the biggest nerd.
A whole year split into prefects, and I'm in charge of one of the teams of prefects.
One of? Who's in charge of the others? Are they head boys?
The head girl.
Oh.
Yeah.
Head boy and head girl.
Yeah, not to say anything, but I achieved more than her. Mm. My teams were better. And I also
won the patriarchy, though, isn't it?
I also won the only boy doing food tech prize.
That's a prize. There's a prize for them.
Yeah, they had a memorial prize for a boy who loved food tech but died.
Wow!
So now any boy who does food tech, they give a prize to.
Wait, did he die?
And I only found out what it was 5 minutes before collecting it. And then I was like, I don't want it.
Oh,
I don't want this prize.
Did he die doing food tech? Is that why there was the prize?
I hope so. I hated food tech because I thought I was going to die.
I hope so. I hope he died doing that. Yeah. I hope he died making cakes.
Yeah.
Is that what food tech is?
Yeah, pretty much. Risottos and whatnot.
Our food tech department got shut down when I was at the school because they found, I think it failed every hygiene thing. Failed all of them. What awards did I win in school? I won the Gay Power Award for Best Drama Student.
What?
I think her name was Gay Power. It was the name of a teacher.
Is this real?
Yeah. Gay. It was Gay something, which as a child, you know, you find that very funny.
I think bigger boys told you it was called that and tricked you.
I don't know what to say to that.
Yeah. And I won. No, it was just the name of a teacher. Her name was Gay. I think her name was Gay, but it couldn't be Gay Power.
You can keep hammering that point home, but...
I must have got... one of those I've got wrong, and I'm pretty sure it's the surname. It wasn't the Donald Power. The Gay bit was... Oh, well.
The Gay bit was definite.
100% sure her name was Gay. Or his, but it was a her.
Not sure if it's Power.
It probably isn't Power, is it?
Powell.
Gay Powell. That would be it.
Yeah,
Gay Powell.
Probably more likely.
Thank you.
Oh, so I won the... sorry, we'll edit that. I won the Gay Powell Prize.
Mm. The Gay Power Prize.
Homophobe. We'll edit it so it looks like he's got that in his head.
Okay. Sure, sure, sure.
And I played for a Sunday League football team and I won Most Improved Player.
Oh.
And then I won the Players Player. And the next year I was thrown off the team.
What's how did you
asking the coach if he let the dogs out.
how did you improve as a player over the season?
As was announced at the awards ceremony, which I would rather not have been said, at the beginning of the season, he could not pass a ball.
And at the end, he passed the ball.
He can't pass a ball. And I thought, I don't know why you would have to say, but just say he's improved.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
Don't go specifically. I don't know. But you live and you learn. I don't miss those days.
School days?
School days.
I don't miss them.
Do you not miss the fact that you don't have to worry about anything? Actually, you do have to worry about a lot.
You're
just
worrying about the wrong stuff.
Yeah.
You don't know at the time how unimportant it is.
Yeah. Would you miss them? You must, because that was your those were your powerful days.
Well, I hated the early days, and then when I became confident and then ruled the school, I was like, I'm king here.
Yeah, that's the problem. You've been on a steady decline since those days.
Isn't it always those guys that find it more difficult after they leave school? Because
of course.
Nothing can ever match.
Of course.
It's always the high achievers at school. You find it difficult.
Yeah, well, I'm the sidekick of a podcast. I have a part-time job.
He's got a part-time job, so he can do this podcast. It's not even a joke.
I really don't want the listeners to know this.
I can't believe not been mentioned.
Well, what is that genuinely true, though? You've taken a part-time job just so you can do this?
I have a part-time job so I can do a number of things, one of which is this.
We're going to have to find a way to monetize this stat.
Because you don't want me sleeping on your sofa.
Heal your wounds, hats.
Well, it's merch is the best way, isn't it?
Yeah. You got to tote bag that shit up, mate.
I don't think we want tote bags.
You got to stickers that shit up, mate.
Fucking hell, stickers.
Bumper stickers.
Yeah. You've not got merch in yours.
No.
Have you considered it?
No.
No.
Because our logo is like, it's quite sweet. Who wants that?
I'd like that.
On a hat?
Not on a hat. I mean... There's merch that's beyond the hat realm.
What other merch is there?
Mouse mat.
The old
coaster.
I want to get little,
clock.
I want to get the little sew-on badges you put on swimming towels.
Okay. Yep.
Yeah.
That's what you want to get for this.
Yeah.
Goodness gracious!
I think they'd be great. I think if people still have swimming towels,
I reckon nice. if we got badges made that said Elliot Fallows Head Boy.
Oh yeah.
If we actually got those made. I am sure that our listeners are so fucking deranged, they would buy some.
Let us know. Email healyourwounds@outlook.com.
If you even know what the internet is, then log on.
I wouldn't trust the listeners with badges. They'd bleed to death.
Yeah, they'd bleed to death.
Yeah.
Mini figurines? Mini figurines of you lads?
Yeah, yeah.
Just doing the podcast.
Warhammer toys, yeah.
Yeah, it could be Sean and Elliot plus a few guests. And then we go, Sean and Elliot cowboy set. Sean and Elliot farm set.
Yep.
We should contact Lego. Maybe they do a Heal Your Wounds themed Lego.
They'd love it.
Yeah. That'd be great. We should probably try and find a way to make money out of this.
You can actually go to Lego and they'll make you a Lego figurine with your head on it. Like, they'll Legoize your features and turn them into a Lego figurine.
I wouldn't want to risk that for me.
Okay.
I don't want to learn what other people see.
Well, I mean, it's Lego. It's always Lego. Exaggerated, already, isn't it?
You're restricted by a square head and yellow face.
Yeah. Would you? I mean, I don't know. How much will that cost?
Tenner?
I don't know.
We'll sell
it. He says, Sunil could get it for a tenner.
Yeah, 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 for a tenner, if you want.
We'll sell it off for 12 quid. That's 2 quid profit in our pockets.
Yeah.
Damn right.
Should we have a break?
We deserve it, I think.
I think we've really hit something here. Yeah.
Busted our bollocks off. We need more merch, man. We need to find a way to make money off this. I don't want to Patreon
what
it,
What
though.
Merch do you own of other things you're a fan of?
T-shirts,
yeah, there's T-shirts. Mm-hmm.
We've already got an idea for a T-shirt for this.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thing is, our listenership is nowhere near enough. I mean, the hubris in that.
When people wear the T-shirts, it
then it's advertising.
The
that's the point of it. No, they'll have it on their bags.
Though.
They'll be going to their Nine Inch Nails concerts. They've got a little badge on
that says
shame on it or something. And then they go, what's that? And then they'll say, it's a podcast.
They'll go, what on earth is that? And you go, it's a podcast. You go, I'll be sure never to listen to it. it looks disgusting.
Yeah, well, it still gets people talking, doesn't it?
I don't think that's how. But I don't think merch works like that. I think it works like that if you're Nike.
It's got to be like an appealing image.
I mean, I've seen so many Ed Sheeran T-shirts.
Really?
And I've never wanted...
People wear Ed Sheeran T-shirts?
Oh, to be fair, I do part-time work in a warehouse full of Ed Sheeran T-shirts. Oh, I think people do wear Ed Sheeran t-shirts.
Okay.
Probably little squirts do. And Sprogs. Like in your school, do they wear them, Elliot?
I don't go to school.
On Mufti Day, do they wear them?
I'm an adult. I'm an adult.
We're back. That's merch, as you were saying.
Yeah.
What, on Elliot's
phone case.
Got a phone case, yeah.
With merch. And what's that merch?
This is the sports almanac from Back to the Future 2.
Oh, yeah. The one where he makes loads of money.
Yeah.
I've never seen the film. So, spoiler.
You've never seen Back to the Future 2 or any of them?
I've never seen it.
Any of them?
I saw the first one.
That was enough.
I saw the first one. That was when you were conceived, actually. I was watching the first
one. Is that why I like it so much? Because it reminds me of...
After a film about incest.
Yeah.
Yes, okay. Yes. That's, okay, great. That's why you like it. Yeah. That's the rule. If your parents conceive you during something cultural, you love that thing.
Great.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's why I love Stressed Eric.
Do you remember that song?
Animated sitcom from the 90s called Stressed Eric.
I don't know that.
Oh, no, I'm thinking of Mr. Wazzo. Remember Stressed Eric?
What's
I remember
that. Mr. Wazzo.
Flat Beats, Mr. Wazzo. It was a song that was like top of the charts for like 6 months.
Well, although a lot of people in this country like it,
though. Yeah, in the late 1990s.
Early Mr. Wazzo.
O-I-Z-O. Mr. Wazzo.
Never heard of it.
Come on.
What do you
guys.
Mean, come on?
Come on, guys.
Okay.
Stop playing this prank. It's Mr. Wazzo Flat Beats.
We all know it.
Yeah, we do know it. Great prank, everyone.
Good stuff.
Did you find that a hard thing to choose then? You were saying that. You found it hard because you don't know what pop culture...
Well, I want my phone to represent my personality through a pop culture reference. And I'm stuck with it for, you know, two or three years, aren't I? So I need it to be something that's going to last.
Sean's gone for nothing.
Sean's got a black phone case, just blackness.
So have I.
No, but mine's not even a phone case.
Oh, it's just the phone.
You just got bare phone.
You've gone naked.
Got bare phone.
Yeah.
Why would I buy a case?
I bought a case.
I don't buy cases, man. It's a con. I mean, yeah, have I broken three phones in the last year? Yes. Will I ever learn? No.
And your wallpaper's just black as well, right?
It was just black, and then I changed it about 5 minutes ago when we discussed how black it was.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just...
Wasn't a criticism.
No, I know.
No. It's fine.
Yeah, I just went for all black. Just... can't be bothered with it. It's too much to think about, isn't it? Yeah. I got told off for wearing all black the other day because I was just trying to restrict my decisions in the morning. Harriet Kemsley.
Well, you can't listen to what she says.
Absolutely not. I don't know why I let it affect me, and now I'm wearing.
Did you actually let it affect you?
Yeah, I did.
And you shouldn't let it affect you.
It's the worst
ever, thing. Ever. No, I like your jumper you're wearing now, though.
Oh, thanks, mate.
It's like if I was going to reboot the Brownies. That's what I...
What, as in...
As in the children. Well, yeah, what else am I saying? I'm either saying that or I'm a horrific racist.
What, do they wear something like this?
No,
they
the
wear
brownies wool. Are the little boys' one, aren't they?
No, beavers.
Oh, that's what I meant, beavers.
Yeah, that's
beavers,
what they used to wear for beavers, didn't they?
Oh, sorry.
I wasn't allowed into beavers.
Well, I guess brownies do wear that
racism,
as well.
Because of racism, actually.
What, really?
Weren't allowed to beavers because of racism.
No, I don't know. Someone said it was full, so I wasn't allowed in.
That sounds like racism, actually.
Sounds like racism to me.
Damn racist. I went to Beavers once. Did you go to Beavers?
I did Beavers and then quit in a quick Cubs because I hated it. So then I never got to Scouts.
Oh, shit.
They made me eat a turkey twizzler that we cooked outside and I had diarrhea and I hated it and never went back.
Oh, wow.
You what?
We had to cook a turkey twizzler on a stick over a fire. And then I ate it and I pooed outside.
Oh, so it was just raw.
And I was like, I'm never coming back here again.
Wow.
Horrible.
Yeah.
You weren't allowed in because they were full.
That was last week.
Is that
true?
It's
probably a racial thing.
Yeah, I think it probably was, actually. Everyone was white, except me. Yeah.
That's weird, man.
That is weird.
I went once.
Yeah.
I mean, very warm welcome. but I only went, I hated it. I just thought it was boring.
It's horrible.
It's stupid.
I don't want an old woman called Shere Khan saying that I can and can't do crafts. Like,
I thought it was all male teachers and stuff.
We had old females.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Are you sure you didn't join brownies?
No, I was in the boy one.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Well, next time you get in that trouble, you just call me and I'll come pick you up, all right?
Thanks, Dad.
Oh, boy.
What
boy.
Do they even do in Beavers? Just whittling and that.
What's whittling? It?
Oh, whittling would be cool when you like...
Shave a stick.
Yeah, you cut metal.
Oh, is that what that's called? Whittling. Is that when you say something's whittled down?
That's it.
It's a link to that.
Yeah.
To a nub. Oh, God. It's whittled to a nub.
Yeah.
Sounds awful, doesn't it? What grotesque imagery in my head. What were we talking about? There was something else we were going to talk about. Thanks for listening, everyone, by the way.
They were frantically taking notes before.
What was the other thing? All I've got is pop culture written. I don't know. There's a thing I wanted to talk about, which is last night, the girl that I'm living with currently.
Your girlfriend.
Who I call my girlfriend.
Sure.
Is she not a prostitute anymore?
Stop. I mean, the direct debits have bounced, so...
You pay... Okay.
I said, I made some curry and it was dog shit.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, it was dog shit. So we had to throw it out. Yeah. She was like, how do we get rid of it? And I've always, not for loads of food, but frequently I will flush food down the toilet. And she looked at me and she said, what on earth do you mean? And now you are both...
Wow.
You don't flush food down the toilet.
You've never done that.
You can, but why?
Because that's often the best way to do it. We don't have.
Do you know what? He's actually opened my mind here a bit.
If you have like cereal if you have cereal and stuff, and you don't want it clogging up your sink,
or in the bin,
or in the bin smelling it up.
Yeah.
Plop it in the plopper.
Plop it in the old plopper. Bit of a waste of water, but.
But look, we're on set water rates here, so financially that's not a problem.
Absolutely.
For me. Yeah.
No, I put it straight in the outside bin.
You go to the outside bin.
But then foxes and that.
Well, I.
I'm just playing devil's advocate.
Surely it's nicer for the foxes to be eating it than to be sending it down to the sewers.
What kind of curry was it?
It was mushroom and potato.
Sounds nice.
It was not. I put too much corn flour in. Had the consistency.
Just thick.
It had the consistency of concrete.
So, okay. So doubly don't put it in the toilet.
Well, no, then I didn't in the end. But just before it got that thick, there was a period where we could have put it in the toilet.
Nah, put it in a tiny.
But why? I don't understand the damage.
Then it's just the same. If it's the same consistency
as poop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then
I'm not going to put. I mean, like,
you're never going to get me on side.
Let's not get this too graphic. But if you walked into a toilet and you went, "Oh, someone's pooed in there," and you walked right out, it could be a Mars bar.
Could be a Mars bar,
and you could have flushed that Mars bar, and no one would be the wiser.
Don't know why you'd
why you think Mars it was a poop. Why would you put the best thing in the world in a toilet?
The best thing in the world.
The best thing in the world is a Mars bar.
Yeah. What do you think it is? Friendship? No, it's a fucking Mars bar, mate.
I would say a Mars bar is not even the best Mars chocolate on the market. I prefer a Snickers.
Whoa, what other chocolates does Mars make? Snickers? Maltesers?
No.
Yep.
M&M's?
Maltesers?
M&M's?
M&M's?
No, M&M's are...
Nope.
M&M's are Mars, guys.
Whatever you're going to say is wrong. Nope.
Oh, wow. Mars is way down the list then. M&M's, peanut M&M's, top of the list.
Isn't Galaxy Mars?
Yeah.
Mars Galaxy.
Yeah.
Correct.
That makes sense.
Oh, yeah.
I always thought it was
Nestle.
That means
the Milky Way's count as well?
No.
Yeah, Milky Way.
Cadbury's Milky Way.
No, it's not.
Mm. No, I think Mars... No, do you know...
That's dairy milk.
Do you know what? Fucking hell, Milky Way is Mars.
Yeah, of course it is. It's the space theme.
Fuck!
Milky Way, Mars, and...
Oh, my God, Sunil, don't turn off your phone. The background is so garish.
Please, we don't want to see that penis here.
God, what a choice of background.
Simpsons porn. Are we looking up the chocolate brands?
We're looking up the chocolate brands.
M&M's is within there.
Mars is Mars Milky Way.
Fucking hell, they're nailing it. They're nailing it.
Oh, no, Mars is...
Oh, no one even talks about how much stuff Mars makes.
Go on.
Well, here we are.
It's all a conspiracy. It's all been covered up. Why? What's...
The Mars Confectionery Company.
What else
Pet
is there?
Food. Pet animal food. Care services.
I love animal care services.
Animal care services.
Yeah. I don't think that's a name of a bar.
Wow, it makes loads of stuff. $33 billion in revenue in 2014.
Oh, really?
Is that high?
Yes.
Yeah.
What's our annual revenue?
It makes Bounty, Celebrations.
Whoa.
Dolmio.
Celebrations. Oh.
Galaxy. M&M's, Maltesers, Marathon, Mars, Milky Way, Minstrels. Revels, Snickers, Topic, Tracker, Twix, Uncle Ben's Rice.
How has this list been ordered?
Airwaves.
Absolute carnage.
Airwaves, Altoids, Eclipse Ice, Extra, Hubba Bubba, Juicy Fruit, Orbit, Starburst, Tunes, Wrigley's.
You're also reading it weird.
Yeah, but now we're into pet food. Caesar.
I don't care
Chappy.
About
we're trying to get a younger market by just naming chocolate.
We can't compare pet foods.
No,
we don't know.
No, sorry. Yeah. But yeah, they did make a lot, so.
Topics.
Topics. That's better than
Who's
Mars.
Buying a topic?
No,
it's better than Mars.
No, it's not.
Mars is too cloying. Just
what is a topic?
Your
is topic raisin?
A topic fruit is, and stuff.
But it's very small, isn't it, a topic?
It is very, why is
it's
it
like
so
a pill.
Small? But why is it so small?
Because, I don't know, maybe there's too much in there.
Yeah, it's got good stuff in it, that's why.
It's got good stuff in
nuts
it.
Nuts and that.
Yeah, but a picnic has nuts.
A picnic is a beast of a bar.
Mm, actually. It has Rice Krispies to bulk it out.
No, it does get bulked. So wait, you think Mars is the best of all that? You think Mars is better than Dolmio?
Caesar, better than Caesar.
I'm going to be
better
honest
than pet services.
when I said this, I meant chocolate is the best thing in the world, but I will defend Mars Bar very strongly against this topic bullshit.
I think celebrations are great.
I don't.
Celebrations are great.
You don't?
Really? Like, come on.
What do you mean?
Have a whole one.
Have a whole what? A whole box of celebrations?
Little
yeah.
ones. Yeah, I just know.
No, not for you?
What
do you eat then on
Choco-wise?
On Boxing Day, you're sitting around.
Don't celebrate Christmas, so just sit about.
Okay.
Well, do you, eat on Boxing
you don't
Day?
Celebrate Christmas.
Oh, no.
You understand
Day,
the concept.
My mum just gets M&S stuff, so there's no celebrations involved.
Yeah. Well, she gets M&S like,
you know, like
their own brand.
Their own like Ferrero Rocher or whatever.
A wispy wrap.
A gold That's tin of biscuits.
Yeah, exactly. Just very thick, heavy choco on thick biscuit.
Oh, that's good. Oh, like one of those ones. It's like a wheel. It's like a wheel with a hole in the middle. Oh,
yeah,
yeah.
Almost sexual, the way you said that. God, thick, heavy choco on thick biscuit.
It's all, you know, very... Basically, M&S makes... Their stuff is made in the same factories as brand stuff. M&S is like confectionery. It's made in the same...
Marks and Spence.
Yeah, yeah. It's made in the same...
Oh, great hosting there, Elliot.
Thank you, yeah.
People won't know.
It's made in the same factories as like McVitie's or whatever, but they probably just add more sugar and... chocolate to it. Just make it a bit richer.
Oh, baby. So what's your chocos then? Go top three.
You're choco of choice.
Walking into a newsagent right now, what are you buying?
Snickers.
Really?
Yeah.
Just... Top draw. I go Snickers a lot. Do you go duo or single?
A duo, more bang for your buck, innit? As a choco overall, more bang for your buck.
I go single because the duos are lethal though, aren't they?
You reckon?
No, they add up. They add up.
Very rarely do I have a choco.
I have a choco a lot.
Oh, do you?
I lie, I've got a sweet tooth. Mm. I'm getting into double deckers again.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What's in a double decker?
Not dealing with nougat in my mouth.
It's nougat, but it's not even soft nougat. It's like, it's marshmallow, basically.
Oh, yeah.
And then it's got like a weird biscuit. It's a car crack. It shouldn't work, but it works.
What's a Star Bar?
Star Bar is peanut, it's caramel, and it's fucking delicious.
That is a good one. What's the worst one?
Because
everyone says, a lot of people say Bounty, but I like Bounty.
I'll deal with a Bounty.
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm not a Bounty fan. I'm not a Bounty man.
I mean, what's the worst one?
What's the one that nobody goes for? I always thought Double Deckers were the least favourite ones.
Well, I once told someone that I frequently buy Boost bars, and they were like, why the fuck are you buying
Boost like, bars are Boost, interesting. Yeah, I like Boost.
I don't like Boost purely because of the wrapper. It's too shiny.
I like it. It's got added glucose.
It's like an oil.
Yeah, it's not.
Advert.
No. You know what I like to have but not to buy is a Twix.
Okay.
It's like I wouldn't buy a Twix in a shop, but if you're offering me a Twix, I'll have both things there.
Have you ever had a white chocolate Twix?
Oh, no.
Too much.
Too much.
It's too much.
Do you know what's good, but underrated, but I don't often buy, is a normal four-finger Kit Kat.
Yeah. On a train, it feels like a lovely
treat. Yeah.
They just feel like really poor value for money compared to a chunky one.
But why do they feel like that?
I don't know.
Is it a trick of the eye?
I think it's a trick of the eye.
I'm surprised you don't know about this stuff. Because you are a very smart man.
Thank you very much.
And I have this in my notes. I consider you the wisest man I've met.
Well, that is something I've got to live up to from now on then.
Well, you're very wise. You seem to know a lot about a lot of things.
Yeah, but then if you look at my life, you'd be like, why isn't he putting that into practice?
You won an effort award 30 years ago.
It's all been up since then.
Well done, me. Yeah.
Have you got a proverb for us, something to live by?
I don't. No, not really.
What do you think?
Live and let live, I reckon.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I reckon.
Is that what you reckon?
I don't know. What?
You don't know, do you? What's the wisest that was? I mean, there must be times where people just approach you in the street and just go.
There was a time when I was in Manchester and I got approached three times. No, I did, you know, the stand in Edinburgh, Glasgow.
Yes.
And I got approached three times in the same train station for people asking for my advice.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
About
trains?
No, not about trains. Just someone came up to me.
I think my husband's having an affair.
No. She said, where are the ladies' magazines? I said, oh, they're over there. There's one. That was one in W.H. Smith. There was one trying to find her carriage on the train, and she just came up to me.
Were you wearing a high-vis jacket?
Just wearing a normal, like, woolen coat. I know. But that's the wisest I've ever felt.
That's really good,
isn't
it?
Good,
when you can help someone out like that.
Yeah.
I am...
With the most basic of information they could find for themselves if they just open their eyes.
I helped some Americans get on the tube recently.
Well.
They were lost helped on the tubes. Yeah. They were in the system, and they were like, "Hey, how do we get down?" Wherever it was.
Yeah. What'd you say? Read the signs.
So read the signs. Read the signs, Porky. I told them how to get there.
Yeah.
And then I watched them completely ignore my advice. And I thought, I can't be bothered. It was an NFL thing. It was an NFL.
It was that weekend.
It was one of the weekends. Yeah. There were loads of Americans around watching the big American sports.
Yeah, the big game.
I've only helped one tourist in London.
Ever?
Ever?
Yeah, but it's only because the question was very...
Yeah, but how often in life do you go out to a child and ask for directions?
Yeah, exactly. Well, she had a son, and she came up to me and went, "Is that the London Eye?" And she pointed at it, and it was the BT Tower.
Oh.
And I was like, "No, that's the London Eye's a wheel." And she went, "I want to go up that." And I was like, "Go there." And they just sent her to the BT Tower. I don't think they let you.
What did you say? You just said, "Go on, then."
Yeah, I was like, "Go on, get it out." I did kind of go like, "Oh, go on, sounds good. Go for it."
Go on, then. All the best. See you later.
Yeah. Did I help her?
I mean, I don't know. Maybe.
Can you go up it?
I don't think it's offices, isn't it?
It's offices, yeah.
Well, maybe you could just walk in and just go, "I've got an appointment," and then just get a lift. And
I don't think anyone would have believed her.
No. Go in, an infant has informed
a little boy, tell me you can go up this tower.
She's saying that to you. I want to go up that. Yeah. She's not in charge of it.
Yeah.
I just put a cross on her head and said, "Go for it. It's yours."
I got asked to take a photograph of three Japanese businessmen last week.
Oh, who asked you to do that?
One of the Japanese businessmen.
Makes sense.
Just got a text that said, "Take a picture of these lads and send it to us."
£50 quid cash in hand.
Where were they?
Probably the most nondescript street in London. It was in the middle of the city and near Moorgate. So, "Can you just take a photo of us here?" I was like, just offices though, isn't it?
It's so weird,
yeah, people like photos.
I like ruining... I walk down the Thames quite a lot, so I'm in the background of a lot of wedding photos.
What are you doing walking down the Thames a lot?
Why are you walking down the Thames?
I live near it.
We all live near it.
Yeah.
You live near the Thames?
Yeah.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
You live in Kennington.
Yeah, it's like a 20-minute walk from the Thames.
Is it?
Oh, yeah, a little wander down the Thames. It's quite nice, I suppose.
Yeah.
Do you not see a lot of politicians around there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Welcoming women into their cars and whatnot.
Are they really?
I don't know, probably.
Probably on the way to the BT Tower, aren't they?
Yeah.
Make love by the twilight of the world famous BT Tower.
Oh gosh!
Well, where are all these wedding photos?
Shrek Adventure World. Number one wedding adventure in London.
You never been to Shrek? More romantic.
You ever been to Shrek Adventures? You not know what it is?
No.
Oh my God! Where Neil, is it? We're gonna go. It's next to the Sea Life Centre. Have you never seen the advert?
No.
Where Donkey, Eddie Murphy, as Donkey, goes, "It's next to the London."
Really?
Yeah, it doesn't.
Where's this advert on?
I tell you. It's probably on, it's probably on formats that we don't get because we're not eight. Like Peppa Pig apps and stuff. Okay. Yeah. Whole attraction. I've not been in the attraction yet. Mm. I've been to the guests, not the guest house. The
gift shop.
The gift shop.
Oh, the gift shop.
I've stayed at the guest house, of course.
The Shrek Adventure guest house. Just next to the London Eye.
You got an outhouse.
The big wolf in the bed, you got to kick him out. It's fun. A lot of fun.
You know what else is next to the Sea Life Centre?
McDonald's?
Which I noticed the other day.
County Hall.
Fish and chip shop.
Yeah.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah. Really weird.
Bet they make a shitload of money.
Oh.
The amount that people charge for fish and chips in central London, it's a scandal.
It's not any... I was chatting to a friend of a friend who owns loads of fish and chip shops.
Chatting to who?
A friend of a friend.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Carry on.
Who owns a lot of fish and chip shops. They did buy them up slowly. They make an absolute killing. Like, on the coast, just buy any random old fish and chip shop.
Yeah.
And he's saying that each of them, they turn over about $250,000 each.
Really? Mm. Is that annually?
Yeah.
Is that more or less than what we said Mars turned over?
A little bit less. Yeah.
But of course they do. Yeah. What are their overheads? Potatoes, cheap. Fish.
Getting more expensive,
but you can...
Just get it out of the sea with your hands.
Yeah, you can get it with your hands. Why not? Grab a cod in the Thames.
There's no like brand for fish and chips, is there? Was it Harry Ramsden's? They used to corner it and now they're gone, right?
Harry Ramsden Birdseye. They're the only frozen ones.
Yeah.
No one wants it at home though, do they? They just go and buy it from the chip shop.
And it's fun.
I think it's weird there's no like big place that you know does fish and chips.
Oh,
it's not,
fish
like,
pun?
Not like a McDonald's for fish
Did
and
a fish
chips.
Pun.
Hey, big place. Place.
Yeah, that was a purpose.
Place.
Yeah, no, I know. I came up with it, Sean. All right? I did it. All right, yeah, we all heard. We were all here.
No, there's no chain. Because I think that's because there's loads of local ones, aren't there? And they're just generally... Yeah, I think this guy was running a chain. Like,
the ones that are smaller and look crapper are always the best ones.
Oh, definitely.
The ones that are run, sometimes you go to fish and chip shops that are brand new and you go, it doesn't feel.
Oh, yeah, no. Yeah.
It doesn't feel. I want my chips to have been in there for a year.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've never enjoyed a meal of fish and chips. Never thought, wow, that was really great.
Have you not?
No.
Never in your life?
No, I mainly thought, wow, that was one of the more bland meals I've had this year.
Yeah. I love fish and chips.
I love it.
Maybe, if I was on death row, I'd probably get fish and chips.
Doesn't taste of anything.
No, well, the fish is great. The fish and chips are shit.
No.
Shit, yeah, there's just like a blosh of a massive horrible potato.
Dumb idiot, and you're no son of mine. We will do that DNA test again. Oh, God. Why couldn't I have shouted fish and chips when I ejaculated that night? You would have loved it. It's kind of a graphic image, isn't it?
Fish and chips!
Oh, boy. I love fish and chips.
Yeah.
What's wrong with them?
There's nothing wrong with them. I just don't think they're all that.
You don't think it's anything special?
I don't think it's anything special.
What's your takeaway of choice, then?
At the moment, because I live near lots of Kurdish kebab shops, it's probably that.
A chicken? Lamb?
But either or, yeah,
doner or like
the doners there are really, really good.
Yeah,
so I usually go for them over the sheesh.
God, I miss that. I think I need to get drunk enough to forget that I don't eat meat. That's what I need to do.
Oh, right,
it's been too long. I don't even eat fish. I need to.
You do. You don't eat fish.
I don't eat fish.
Okay, I don't understand pescatarians. I mean, that's still an animal you're killing.
Yeah, yeah. They must be into it for a different reason, right? If they're still
maybe. Yeah.
What do you mean?
Well, because I had a friend who was vegetarian for a bit, Sam, who I think was doing it because beef production uses too much water. So it was like about damaging... It was like an environmental...
Okay, that's the most spurious reason I've ever heard in my life.
Nah, that's a pretty good...
Deforestation in the Amazon as well?
Yeah, well, if he's into that, then you can't drink almond milk either.
I don't think he does.
Well, to be fair, I probably should have checked that before I recorded this takedown. Fuck him, I bet he drinks almond milk.
No, he doesn't, mate. Sam's untouchable.
Why is it to use up all the water?
I don't know. I didn't listen.
Because you've got to grow crops to feed the cows and that.
Yeah, I think that's something like that.
Because you have to bathe the cow twice a day.
Milk. Well, other friends became vegetarian because they saw a documentary about dolphins. And I was like, you don't even eat dolphins. You know that's not a reason.
I'd eat a dolphin.
Eat one.
Yeah, I'd do everything to a dolphin, yeah.
Have you eaten one?
No, I just would.
Where do you eat them? Where do we get one?
Japan, probably.
Japan?
Yeah. They eat a lot of weird fish.
They still whale over there, don't they?
They want to. They want to get back on it.
Yeah, I know they do. Mm. They love it.
Yeah.
They fucking love it.
It'd be pretty cool, though, to take down the biggest animal in the world.
Yeah, but it's not...
I'd love to kill a whale.
Elliot Fallows, you'd love to kill a whale.
A bloodlust.
That doesn't get us some clickbait headlines. Nothing will.
Oh, God.
Fuck a dolphin, kill a whale. All right.
Not dangerous, though. They're not going to try and kill you. It's quite an easy kill, isn't it? It just runs away.
That's what I like about it, yeah.
Okay.
What, a whale?
Yeah. I'd kill it because it's the peaceful giant. Fucking right between the eyes.
Lesson.
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
Stand up for yourself more.
Would you eat a human?
Yeah, no.
Peaceful giant of a human. Stand up for yourself, mate.
Would you eat a human?
No.
Definitely not.
Well, then what if you get a taste for it?
Well,
then you got to kill more.
You got
a
new hobby then, isn't it?
How different can it taste though to other meats? That's the thing.
It's like pork, apparently, isn't it? It's just like
what? Says who?
Well, people say
there was some European show where they cut a bit of someone's. They had two presenters and they like cut a little bit of meat off the other one's bum and the other one ate it.
Oh!
Was it the Gadget Show?
Don't want it. Channel 5's Gadget Show.
You said it was in Europe?
Yeah.
First European show I could think of.
Eurotrash.
What if we ate...
Sherlock.
What if we ate like criminals who were put to death in Texas or something?
We ate criminals.
And then we just ate them.
I mean, that would be such a sign of declining civilization, wouldn't it?
We're now going to eat
people on death row. Yeah, maybe.
I think people would go vegetarian if that was the only option.
Or eating people.
Probably the only thing to turn us. Yeah.
That's the only thing that would turn me back. Genuinely.
Eating a man.
A sentient man.
Okay.
Yeah. What, do you want to look him in the eyes when you're doing it?
Taking a bite out of him.
Big old bite out of him.
There are various people who do have these agreements with other people to eat each other, don't they? There's like, there's...
Please elaborate.
Well, there was that story about the guy who travelled from Europe over to America as an agreement to be killed and eaten by a human cannibal. He wanted to die and be eaten by someone.
And where...
Why?
How did they meet? How do they meet?
Online.
Was it dark web?
Probably.
Is this to do with your... Because Sunil Patel is a frequenter of the dark web.
I've been on it a few times, sure. But no, I think this is just done online, just... Chat rooms of weird fetishes.
What sort of shit do you see on the dark web when you go on it?
Oh,
explain
just,
to our listeners what the dark web is. That's how you're downloading it. This is a podcast that's only available on the dark web.
The dark web is just unindexed pages that aren't findable by Google, mainly. So they're just, but there's loads of pages like that that are like dead web pages, and then you download a special browser to see them, the Tor browser. Then you can go and have a look at them.
Is it illegal?
It's not illegal, no. The Tor browser is used by lots of people.
Where is it?
Mainly security services.
Is it
and
super?
Journalists
is it
and
super
stuff.
Dangerous?
What?
Is it super dangerous to go on the dark web? What if someone like latches
grabs
onto you?
Grabs you from inside it.
Well, what if someone latches onto you and like?
Well, maybe
don't you have way more chances of like, having your stuff stolen?
Oh, right. Well, you don't put any information on it.
But you do that though, don't you? Don't you?
No. I just
you
had
buy
a look.
Drugs on it, don't you?
I had a look to see if you can buy what you can buy on the like. The darknet markets, which, you know, like the Silk Road that got shut down. So there's markets which have replaced that.
What could you buy?
You can buy any drugs. You can buy counterfeit money, drugs.
Assassins?
No, you can't. Well, you probably can, but not on the... I have no idea how to.
I think you can get assassins.
Assassins are just very highly trained hitmen.
Well, that's
they?
Why, but even that's enough, yeah. Isn't it? What's the difference between a hitman and an assassin?
Well, you and I could be a hitman. Elliot could be a hitman. But an assassin.
I mean,
I'm not one.
I'm not one. Are you guys one?
The assassins were like a sect of people who are highly trained in political murders.
Oh, really?
I think assassins are for a cause. Hitman's for money.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay, that makes more sense.
Is that
my
what
God.
Is?
Yeah.
Is it like a difference between a ninja and a samurai?
Samurai.
I think they're two different things. You racist.
Well, I just.
What's
I'm,
a ninja?
I'm
I mean,
just spitballing.
What is the difference between a ninja and a samurai? Is like a more of a warrior. A ninja is an assassin.
Yeah. It's like the difference between a pro wrestler and a sumo wrestler.
give us
one more. One more pairing.
One more.
Of
I'm trying to think of this. I'm fucking.
That's what the Nazis did.
What do they do?
They use human skin for lampshades, didn't they?
Did they?
Oh. Well, one of their... Because they're absolutely... They let these mad doctors sort of do experiments on the people they had in the Holocaust, in the camps.
Do they work as lampshades? Is it thick enough? Or is it supposed to... It might go a few layers through?
It's probably get a few layers through. Yeah. They were... Yeah, they'd absolutely lost it by that point.
Yeah.
That was the point where they maybe were a bit too far.
Was that when they were they? Isn't there like underground hospitals? Loads of underground hospitals where they did all this stuff.
Oh, really?
I think one of them's in Switzerland.
Oh,
and
right.
And one of them's in somewhere else.
What, where they just did weird experiments?
I think so.
Yeah.
And they were looking to like to build time travel and stuff like that.
Were they?
Well, yeah, the time travel department's right next to the lampshade
department. I don't know if I'm getting
this.
They were so like. I might be thinking of Command and Conquer.
You're thinking
I don't know
of
if
films about weird yeah, Nazis, yeah, like Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
Yeah,
is that Wonder Woman?
Wonder Woman.
That wasn't even about Nazis.
Wimbledon.
The Germans in World War One. That.
What were they up to?
Well, the
building wonderful women.
Gas. Mustard gas and that.
Oh shit!
Yeah, I don't like mustard gas.
No. Didn't see.
Do you not, mate?
Did you see Wonder Woman?
I watched half of it, then got bored.
Why did you get bored?
Didn't like it.
Oh, patriarchy, am I right, Elliot?
I'm damn straight,
yeah,
mate.
I didn't even see it. That's how much respect I have for women.
I love superhero films. I've not seen Wonder Woman.
I just found it a bit bizarre, this sort of mix of German mythology and World War One. It's just a bit like. A bit
are
odd.
You excited for the Justice League?
I'm not really into like superhero films.
I'm not either.
I only like the Marvel. I've been suckered in by the Marvel. I've seen too many of them now to not just watch all of them.
The Marvel ones are supposed to be the good ones, right?
Yeah, whereas I'm just sticking away from the other ones.
The Avengers was an absolute mess. It's too much going on.
It was a
opinion.
Lot. Yeah, the second one I saw, it was a lot coming on. I didn't understand it because I don't watch the others.
Yeah.
It's like a TV series. You have to pay £15 an episode.
That's what it is. Yeah.
Like all these films have like five separate endings. Like you could have finished that film there, but no, something else happens. You just keep going. It's like,
But it's what cinema is now. It's all film.
Well, it's not what cinema
it's
is.
It's all film.
It's not what, that's not what cinema is. Yes, Jim Jarmusch isn't doing that.
Yes, it is. Disney's going to buy Fox. They're going to.
Jim Jarmusch doing?
I don't know.
He made Patterson. Is that his film?
I don't know what he made.
Okay.
He made some shit. He made Down by Law. I know that. That's a good film. I don't go to the cinema anymore. I don't go. I've seen two films in the cinema this year. I've paid to see two films.
I think I
have. Really? I've seen loads. Yeah. What have you seen?
Do you know what they are?
Yeah.
Batman v Superman.
You're picking some.
I saw that last year.
Yeah.
No, I saw Dunkirk. That was good.
Dunkirk was a great film, I thought.
And I saw Cars 3.
Those cars are real heroes.
What? Saw Cars 3.
Wasn't that with your sister?
Yeah, yeah. How do you know that?
Because you told
me. What the fuck?
You told me this story about how you get to pick the films or something.
Yeah, we each get to pick. Yeah, me and my sister have a thing where we take it in turn to pick the film that we see.
And what? And it's her go next.
We saw Dunkirk. No, we saw Magnificent. What was it? It was some film. Nocturnal Animals.
Oh, yeah. I saw that.
I didn't like it.
Did you not?
No, not enough talking cars, and there was a lot of chances for it.
You seen Blade Runner?
No, he was driving around in a van the whole film. I was like, just get this van, making some quips, get Martin Lawrence involved, he can talk out the fucking exhaust pipe, it's easy. Cars 3 was a shit film.
Well,
I imagine it was.
No, but like it was, I was amazed. But it was during half term that I went. It was during the summer holidays.
Yeah.
And I was like, I said to her, I went, I'm going to have to tell these kids to shut up. Why are they being so noisy? And my sister said, you can't just, some man on his own telling kids to shut up so he can watch a film about a car.
You've been invested in those characters, though. This is the...
Yeah. These really kids don't give a fuck, mate. They weren't there for Cars 1. I've been there for since the beginning. It's fucking Johnny Come Lately.
They don't care what they watch.
I care about the decline of Lightning McQueen. I care. All right?
Oh, I'm going to have to watch it now.
Yeah. Dunkirk, the same. Not enough talking talking vehicles. That boat, there's, you know that scene where the boat gets shot?
Mm.
You know, and it's like really tense. They're all in the boat and then there's bullet holes.
You want to hear the boat cry?
That boat could have just started going, motherfucker! Because that boat going, fucking, no!
2 days from retirement.
Yeah. That's what you could have had. Or like you know, they got those ships from Britain to come over. They were just like fishing ships that people owned to pick up the soldiers. Those fishing ships could have been like, oh, I don't think I know about this now, Betty. And then another one. I think would have made a lot more. A lot more money, actually. I think Nigel Farage would like that film even more.
Well, you're very good at coming up with plots for films. We've talked about this before, haven't we? You came up with a very interesting concept for a new Batman film.
I don't remember it exactly, but my... I don't think I believe this is a plot, but I thought... It would be funny if I got given $200 million to make the new Batman film.
Yeah.
And it was just a pornographic.
Yeah. You've got Christian Bale in.
But I've got Christian Bale as Batman.
Yeah.
But it's just he knocks on the door at one point. Is that right?
That was it. And all he does in the whole film is hand some dildos to someone. And that's it.
But you would still have the full marketing where you go, Batman, Christian Bale as Batman. And it would still make a lot of money.
You've paid Christian Bale $15 million for that role. But it's just pornography.
It's just a bunch of people fucking. And it's disgusting. It's hardcore. Yeah. And the studio would be like, we can't release this. We have to re-edit it. I go, you can't re-edit it. There's no other footage. We filmed... Christian Bale filmed one scene once and we filmed it on one camera. Good luck telling that into something else. Good luck, right? I'm telling you, you put Batman on it. Put Batman on the poster, people will flock to it. They will come anyway. I don't even know why they bother trying to make films. If I was in charge of a studio, I'd spend £400 on each film I made. If I was in charge of Warner Brothers, I'd spend £400.
Mm.
I'd have a really good poster and a really good advertising campaign.
£400.
£400. Fuck Ben Affleck. £400. How much do you get in per film?
£400. You'd be filming. You wouldn't be able to afford location or cameras, so you'd be filming on a phone in this room.
Yeah.
Every film for Warner Brothers.
I'd do all of it for £400. I'd do it in here, but we'd advertise it so well that people would go like, "All right, it's the new Batman. Yeah, I've got to see it."
See, it's, the profits would be insane.
Why are you spending, insane,
why are you spending 200 million and then what, another 200 million trying to promote it? 400 quid is all you need.
Do you know what? You've got a point.
Yeah, I've got a fantastic point, as always. It's like Blair Witch. That costs nothing.
Paranormal Activity. That's Paranormal, 15 grand.
15 grand, and that made millions.
Yeah.
Hundreds of millions. Imagine if that film had Batman in it. Imagine how much more money it would have made if it wasn't called Paranormal Activity. It was called Batman. It's called Batman Activity.
Generally,
the only thing that matters.
Batman Activity.
Batman Activity.
Or you made the Batman Witch Project, and people in the cinema was going, "What the fuck?" And then at the end, it's just Batman's wall. Batman's facing the wall at the end. You can make Paranormal Activity. I swear to fucking God, 15 grand for spend £200 on a Batman outfit. I just go, we can rebrand this as Batman.
Are there any talking cars in this?
No.
Is the Batmobile...
Cars films, you see the money on the screen, to be fair.
You see
the money, man. I genuinely think that. Don't you think so?
Yeah, I think you're making a very, very interesting point about the gullibility of the public.
It's not even gullibility. It's like these brands are now so entrenched that you can
lessen
until it reaches the point where people switch off, which is what happened with Star Trek. They just kept reducing the budgets on the next gen films. But the budget technically went up because the actors got paid more.
Oh, I see. But
and the last scene of Star Trek Insurrection is blue screen. So it's like blue screen. But it's clear they've run out of money because it was meant to be space.
Yeah.
They've just left them blue.
Is this the one with Benedict Cumberbatch in?
No, this is the one, this is Next Generation, what? Star Trek Insurrection.
What, there's a separate line of Star Trek films?
Yeah, from before...
Anyway.
You got an idea for a film, Sunil?
No.
Never, you've never watched a film before. You've never thought, this is what I want to make. I can make an idea for a film. Like, if you had the Batman franchise, right, and let's say you've got £1,000.
Yeah.
What would you do? What would the next, what would it be?
Budget of £1,000.
All right, well, we can do like 150 mil if that makes it easier for you. But some of us are filmmakers and some of us are fucking charlatans.
Would I still have, I'd have none of the locations.
No, you can do whatever you want. What's your plot? Batman.
I've got to come up with a plot now for Batman.
Who'd you like to see him fight? Who'd you like to see? How would the sex scenes go?
Well, there's no sex scenes.
Well, I'm out.
So if it's not going to be... So you're out if it's not 2 hours of the most grotesque pornography.
I'm interested in what people would make if they could.
Yeah, no, that's true. It's just quite... you've got to think about it, haven't you?
Yeah.
Because I don't really like Batman... I like the origin story, but after that, I'm just not interested. I know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
He's just going to fight someone and he's going to win. He's going to be on his knees at one point and then win.
Mm.
So, well, you know, I get it. Yeah. When's he going to die, like, properly?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think, Elliot? What would you do if you can make a Batman film? You've got 150 mil to spend.
How come he's got 100 mil? I had a grand.
No, I'm putting it up to 150 mil.
Right.
Is that why you didn't have an idea?
Yeah, that's why I had no idea.
You were thinking of the budget.
Sounded pornographic, your idea. Well, he's got to be on his knees. What would you do? Have you ever thought about that, Elliot?
I bet you have. With a huge budget.
With a huge budget, what would I do with a Batman?
Yeah.
Who's playing the Batman?
Well, you get to cast it.
Okay.
Sean
McLaughlin.
You'd have me as Batman?
I think I would, but it'd be Batman going around, like, Iceland,
doing the Crystal Maze and failing.
I think it would be Sean as Batman in Iceland, thinking it's Crystal Maze. And he, like, climbs onto the shield going, I don't get it!
150 mil there.
150 mil.
Spanked. Again, you can see it on screen.
You see the film. You see the money. That's good to know. Well, this has been a treat. Any other film ideas you've ever had, Elliot?
Yeah, but I don't want to discuss them because they're definitely going to get made.
Yeah, that's a good point.
This is how ideas get stolen.
Yeah.
Like Star Wars, you've got ideas for a new Star... If they said to you, you're making the new Star Wars.
Yeah.
What do you reckon will happen in the next one?
Or like Picard will come back.
What? Then... I fucking hate you sometimes.
Why?
You're no son of mine.
What do you mean? We watched an episode with the Picard in last time.
What do you think will happen in the next Star Wars film?
Star Wars, you just said a Star Trek.
Star Wars. Sorry.
How furious he is.
Kirk is Star Wars. Kirk is Star Wars. Worf
Picard Worf, versus Kirk in Picard, Star Wars.
Picard versus Kirk, and it's Star Wars, and Worf with the bum face. Worf with the big bum face.
No.
You're like the pale robot man.
I'm done with this.
The pale robot man.
This is the best bit of the book.
Why is this good? Why is
There's
this
a character
good?
Who's a shapeshifter, but he's stuck, and it makes Sean sad.
Keep going.
And he gets stuck, and he's with a dog.
Odo, yeah.
Odo. Chewbacca. Chewbacca.
It's worse that you're now actually bringing in Star Wars things. That's worse, because it implies that you don't see the difference.
The nine generations. The nine generations.
Nine generations, obviously. Yeah.
To be fair, that sounds like a great Star Wars film.
Yeah.
Can you imagine how pissed off? Imagine how pissed off the new Star Wars comes out next month.
Yeah.
How pissed off people would be. The film starts and it's just Kirk and Picard.
And Worf with a bum.
Going around and Worf and Data said, they go, what the fuck?
How much would you need to make that? You'd need to buy both those franchises.
Yeah.
And then make that happen, right?
Yeah.
And keep it entirely, like, keep all the marketing Star Wars characters.
Yeah.
And then put just Star Trek actors in the room with some chairs.
It would cost billions. Yeah. It would cost billions.
And also, like, those actors going, like, Patrick Stewart will have to live his life and be like, I just did Star Wars. Yeah. And I can't tell anyone about it.
But imagine, though, that the news when that broke, Patrick Stewart announced for Star Wars, people were like, fuck, Patrick Stewart's going to be in it? And then they go, like, William Shatner announced, they go, okay, this is getting a bit off. Worf, Data.
Leonard Nimoy.
Yeah. Pull him back out. Yeah.
Pull him back out.
It would do it for Star Wars.
Yeah.
It would come
back. Yeah. He would do. I've really enjoyed this chat. I kind of don't ever want it to end.
Well, it's going to. Anything to plug?
You got anything you want to sort out, Sunil?
Dunno. No, nothing really.
No gigs, no? You doing the Edinburgh show again anywhere or anything else?
Oh, that's in January, isn't it? In January.
Where are you doing it?
Oh, February. I don't know. Just for Next Up, I think. But Borderline's out at the moment. Channel 5, 11 o'clock, Thursdays.
Excellent.
You can watch that.
It's a very funny show.
Very funny show.
We had David Elms on the other week.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. LZ. He didn't really want to plug it either. It's brilliant. So, I really like it.
Available on demand.
It's really...
Is that what he said?
No, it just...
Oh, it is.
It's really brilliant. I think I've only watched the first episode and I thought, oh, that's the best. That's better than any of the ones in the first series, I thought.
Oh, really?
I thought it's completely changed.
Yeah, yeah. It's a different look.
I thought it was great.
Good.
Well, and I liked the first series a lot.
Take Sean's word for it.
Take my word.
Wonderful.
Anything you need to plug, Elliot?
Not yet. I think the next one.
Oh.
What's he plugging?
What's he plugging now?
Elliot's got his fingertips on the Fantastic Four franchise.
But all with Fantastic Mr. Fox characters.
Yeah, well, the Thing is just the Thing from Adam's Family instead. And he'll never mention it.
Oh, that'll be good. Thank you, Sunil.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
That's all that's left of our love. To get stuck. That's all that's left of our love.
So that was Sunil Patel. Terrible guest.
Awful.
Really.
Worst guest of that.
Really awful guest. Didn't love what he was saying at all. I wish you could just cut the whole bit, to be honest.
Could if we would, yeah.
Well, thanks to him for coming. Do check out Borderline. He's still here. He's still here.
He's here. That's why we did that. He's here.
Yeah, but seriously, it's fucking awful, guys.
There we go.
No, you're fine. We distract ourselves. Edit's distracted at the moment because he's excited for an upcoming event.
I'm worried. Oh, about that event. Which one? The big event. The big event that happens every year.
Yes.
Okay. Is it too early? Should we just whisper? And
it
say,
is too early. I'm telling you, it's too early.
Okay.
What is it?
Christmas.
And it's excited for Christmas already. What's the date?
25th of December.
It is the 7th of November.
That
son.
Was a classic rug pull. That was.
That was a terrible, terrible quip.
People like that. 7th of November today. Some people think it's acceptable now because post bonfire.
No, I don't think it is. It's not acceptable.
Well, I'm trying to hold it in because I'm too into it. I'm too happy at Christmas, so I want to put it off.
When do you start?
What, being...
When do you view as acceptable? Because you told me a date earlier and I think that's too early.
Well, 15th of November is what I try and last to.
Too early. I think 25th of November is when I allow myself to get caught up in it. If I ever do get caught up in it.
Which...
Because that's a month to go. But I also have a rule that I don't eat mince pie until the 1st of December.
I don't eat mince pie because I've got taste buds.
What do you eat?
Just everything.
Do you eat Cadbury's Festive Friends?
Festive Friends, Heroes, Celebrations. Try and offer me a fig roll, mate. No, thank you.
What's your Christmas Day ritual? Well, what in your old life, in your new life, obviously you'll be having it with me in the compound.
Yeah, of course, it's you and I, and then you get me lots of presents and spoil me, Dad. You're going to get me that baseball bat that I've been so heavily hinting about. Yeah. Got my baseball cap?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wearing a baseball cap because my dad's going to get me a baseball glove.
Yeah.
Normal Christmas. Get up.
Get up, eat the meal.
Eat the meal, have some prez.
Do you eat the meal straight as soon as you get up?
No.
We have it for breakfast in my family.
We have it for... Do you truly?
Yeah.
You have Christmas dinner for breakfast?
No, we have it in bed. In our own beds.
On your own.
Individually.
Yeah, I bet you do.
Yeah. Council delivers it to us.
You scoop some turkey up with a spoon.
Yeah, we just have it in bed. We got more to everyone. We just have it in bed. Check our emails.
See if Next has sent you a Merry Christmas email.
Yeah. Ed's Diner. Oh, wow. Festive milkshake with every hot dog.
Yeah, that is a McLachlan Christmas.
That is.
No, I'm just normal Christmas, mate.
Do you ever go to the pub on Christmas Day?
No, we go for a bigger family meal on Boxing Day, usually. Yeah, where you get the outsiders, you know, the aunties and uncles and cousins and whatnot.
Yeah, yeah. I go to the pub every Christmas Day. That has been a big part of my Christmas every day.
On your own?
No. Go with the family.
Yeah.
The family. Yeah. The decreasing family as the years have gone by.
Well, that's naturally how it happens, isn't it?
That's how it goes.
Through what?
But we go to the pub and it's, you know, we have a nice little pint.
Yeah.
The pub we used to go to every year, and I always found it baffling because at first I thought that this must be on TV every year, but I realised no. Once a year, on Christmas Day, the pub have a DVD of the Polar Express and they just play it on Christmas Day with the subtitles on.
Weird. So,
have you ever seen the Polar Express?
I have. It's
haunting.
It's creepy.
It's not what you want to see on Christmas Day.
No.
Anyway.
Weird.
But
so yes, I'm holding, I'm bottling up my happiness.
I don't know what to do. I like watching the movies at Christmas.
Oh yeah, that's what it's mostly about.
Movies.
Get a bit of.
And I like the football being on.
I like the music. I like the Muppets Christmas carols. And we're done.
Yeah?
Yep.
That's your favourite Christmas film, Muppet's Christmas Carol?
I'd say so, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. Every year, stick that one on.
Yeah, yeah?
Yep. Jingle All The Way, it's another one. Another
oh, really?
Yep.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
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 Do you know what mine is?
Go on.
Christmas with the Cranks.
Oh.
Tim Allen.
Yep.
In his most famous role.
Absolutely.
It also has Dewey from Malcolm in the Middle.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And Dan Aykroyd. I've watched that film every Christmas since it first came out.
I've never seen it.
It's not a good film.
It's not a good film. You it's just will film. Always watch it every year in bed on your own, turkey dribbling out off your chin.
That's what we do.
Great.
That's what we do in the compound.
Yeah, obviously. So I look forward to joining you for that this year.
I like Christmas a lot.
Yeah.
I do like it a lot. And listeners should know that I'm doing a Christmas gig this year.
Oh.
I did one last year. But more information on that as we go on.
In the future,
all you need to do is just look up which Christmas gig I did last Christmas, and it's similar vibe.
Same
to
again.
That.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah. But after this, before Christmas, and it's going to an escape room.
Yes, later this evening, going to an escape room. I am dreading it in a way, but also I've been looking for. I wanted.
Do you think it's weird how Sunil just isn't registering that we're doing a podcast?
That's fine. He's trying to not put us off.
He's not even listening. He's not even. Oh, he's turned. We've woken the beast. About stoicism.
About stoicism. Read about stoicism. Oh, good work. Not even got a mic. That was great.
Yeah, best joke of the show.
Always on.
Best joke of the show, and it's off mic.
Pick it up, yeah.
You're going to an escape room?
Yeah, I wanted to do one for years. So we're going for one this evening. And I'm just worried because me and my friends are all quite confident in our intelligence to the extent where we're probably not very clever at all and we're always going to fall out with each other.
You're confident in your intelligence, are you?
Yes.
Are you really?
Yes. Okay. Ask me a question.
On this mug, where would Winnie the Pooh rather be?
Anywhere but here. No, back in bed. In a hole. Honey.
In bed. Honey.
In bed.
In bed.
Yeah. Anyway, can't...
I'm going to put an R there. In bread. That'd be funny, wouldn't it?
In bed. Yeah. Can't put this in the show.
Why?
Because it's all visual. You just picked something up in the room.
I don't care.
That people can't see.
I don't care what our listeners think of this fucking show. We'll get one episode which has zero listeners and then finally we'll be released from the shackles of Audio Boom.
Yeah. Thank you again for the artwork, everyone.
Thank you for the artwork. Do send it in. I think an escape room is... It sounds a dumb idea, but mm-hmm. people tell me they're fun.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go to one once.
I think it'd be... I think, really, what, I think, I think we're going to have
clues. You get just given clues.
I don't know. I've never done one before. I think it's going to be great.
Do you know how I think you get out of the
room?
And you
know what? I'm going with my friends who I love.
I think you open the fucking door and you walk out. That's how I think you should get out of the room.
Why haven't you asked me about my hat?
What's up with your hat?
Nothing. I'm just wearing a hat.
I asked you about the hat as soon as you came in.
Chicago Bears.
Yeah, why are you wearing Chicago Bears hat?
I just like Chicago. I spent a lot of very nice, meaningful time of my life in Chicago, so I got a hat.
How long were you in Chicago?
Didn't matter.
How long were you in there?
Didn't matter.
How long were you in Chicago?
Thanks for listening, everyone.
No, because you said you spent a lot of nice, meaningful time
it
there.
Was
how
meaningful.
Long were you? Well, how long were you there for?
Just for a while.
Okay. Well, what meaningful things happened?
I just learned a lot about myself and the world around me.
What did you learn?
Not saying.
You brought this up, you stupid dickhead. God, you're a shit son.
Dad.
Son, what did you learn in Chicago?
I'm going to call the phone number.
What did you learn? What phone number? Childline?
Yeah.
I am Childline.
Damn. I'm going to call the other one.
What? Bernardo's?
Yeah.
I used to raise money for them. Fuck you.
Shit. What, in a little plastic house?
I'm their biggest patron. Plastic boy.
You donated to Bernardo's so then you could abuse me how you wanted.
What happened in Chicago? Why were you there?
That's the point.
Yeah?
Just wearing a hat. Chicago Bears.
Yeah? Do you like the Chicago Bears?
Go Bears!
Yeah?
Go the sport, the Bears.
What sport do they play?
Baseball.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
Baseball.
Heal your wounds at outlook.com. Keep them coming.
Yep. Send us your thoughts about Sean.
No. Send us your thoughts about me, listeners.
What do your parents do to you, everyone? Send it in.
Okay.
Heal Your Wounds was presented by Sean McLaughlin. It was produced by Elliot Fallows, hosted by Audio Boom, and all music was by The Speckles. You can follow us on Twitter at WoundsPod.